You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Mayor Shaundell Washington's 5E's proposal to reorganize the mayor's office will have to wait another month after the La Crosse Common Council voted to table the vote until October to seek additional public input. The proposal would create a new director of operations role with a salary of up to $188,000, replacing the current communications coordinator position. For the last several months, city officials have also been working on creating a new city administrator position to take on some of the duties currently done by the mayor. Wisconsin, like the rest of the nation, is dealing with the fallout of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, a right-wing activist and co-founder of Turning Point USA. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tome Olson.
Turning Point USA was key in expanding voter outreach, including here in Wisconsin. He also spoke at the RNC in Milwaukee last summer and visited Oconomowoc in March to campaign for conservative Judge Brad Schimel. Leaders across the political aisle are disavowing violence. U.S. Representatives Glenn Grothman and Derek Van Orden offered their prayers on social media yesterday. President Donald Trump has ordered flags fly at half-staff Sunday for Kirk, which he did not do, for Minnesota Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband when they were gunned down in their home. Speaker Robin Voss was asked about that today.
In the heart of hopefully every patriotic American, we would say that no matter who is assassinated, on the far right, the far left, man, woman, rich, poor, gay, straight, doesn't matter. Assassination is 100% of the time wrong. It's what I thought when Melissa Hortman, who was clearly a liberal Democrat, I didn't hear anybody on the right celebrating the fact that she was assassinated. It was awful.
Democrats like Senator Tammy Baldwin offered their condolences and condemned political violence, too. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
This was another senseless act of political violence, and unfortunately against Charlie Kirk. And I want to express my deepest condolences to his loved ones. We all condemn political violence in the strongest possible terms. No one should fear for their lives because of their jobs.
Leaders on both sides of the aisle said they're continuing to have conversations about how to keep lawmakers and staff safe. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Locally, a La Crosse County board member, Rick Cornforth, suggested that Kirk's death was, quote, karma. West Nile virus is now found in four western Wisconsin counties, including La Crosse. According to reports from county health departments, the virus has been confirmed in humans in Barron, Rusk, St. Croix, and now La Crosse counties. The virus is spread by mosquitoes to humans and animals. According to health officials, the peak time for West Nile virus is August and September in Wisconsin. Most people, about 80%, do not actually get sick from the virus, but some people do develop mild to severe symptoms that require medical care or even hospitalization. Could Wisconsin's state capitol see additional security? That's what some lawmakers are proposing. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tome Olson.
Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety after the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans.
Given the recent rise in political violence, of course, this is top of mind for many of our colleagues and, of course, the staff who work in the Capitol as well, the press, the guests, the children that come through this building on Capitol visits. So it's an ongoing conversation, and we hope to continue that with our Republican colleagues who, of course, control the safety in our chambers, as well as the other entities in the Capitol.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
I am very confident in the police force that we have inside the Capitol. If you look at the incidents that have occurred, frankly, when you look at Minnesota, it was in their homes. If you look at what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it was in a public venue on a campus. So the idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
A proposal in the last legislative session failed to advance to a vote. Owners of flood-damaged homes and businesses in southern Wisconsin could see some relief after the federal government approved nearly $30 million in FEMA funding. The Trump administration announced Thursday that they would approve a partial emergency declaration by Governor Tony Evers. It's estimated that over $76 million in damage was done to structures and public infrastructure in southeastern Wisconsin, as well as Grant County in southwestern Wisconsin. Over 1,500 homes were damaged or destroyed by flooding last month. Wisconsin Republicans are putting together a package of bills to reform education in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
These bills aren't even drafted yet, so there weren't a ton of details available at a press conference this week. But Republicans in the Assembly focused heavily on districts with declining enrollment and declining funding. One of their big solutions is to encourage more districts to combine. There are more than 400 of them across Wisconsin, and record numbers of them are going to referendum, asking residents to increase their own taxes just to keep the district afloat. Representative Amanda Nedweski from Pleasant Prairie.
Consolidation has long-term positive effects on both students and taxpayers. So we need to stop the cycle of never-ending referendums. Now, Democrats might argue that the solution is simply to throw more money at the problem, but it does not solve the issue that there are just less kids being born today than there were 20 years ago.
School advocates and administrators say declining enrollment isn't the problem. It's the formula itself and a lack of funding from lawmakers. State school aid has not kept up with inflation for more than a decade. Republicans' plans also include revamping the math curriculum and what they're calling a teacher's bill of rights, which they say would standardize discipline for students. They also want Wisconsin to opt in to a federal school choice program passed as part of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill earlier this year. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer criticized Republicans' plans, saying, quote, Republicans' K-12 education plans won't address the challenges facing working families or give our kids the opportunities they deserve. We shouldn't be talking about consolidating districts. We should be investing in our local schools, end quote. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Some of the Republicans' proposals have already been brought up in the legislature in past sessions and failed. The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. A package of bills has been introduced by Wisconsin Democrats that they say would benefit workers. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Most notably, if passed, their plan would repeal Act 10. The controversial law championed by then-Governor Scott Walker curbed collective bargaining rights for public sector employees. State Senator Mark Spreitzer.
This proposal will restore workplace fairness and ensure that those who benefit from union representation are contributing their fair share, so that we can build strong unions that can make sure we have good wages and working conditions for everyone.
The bills would also strengthen laws against misclassification. That's basically where employers can call their employees independent contractors when they're really not. Democratic lawmakers say that can have a wide range of impacts. Businesses can avoid paying payroll taxes and unemployment, and they don't have to provide health and safety benefits. Larry Statz owns his contracting business. He says companies that misclassify their employees are saving so much money, they're able to undercut businesses who are following the law, like his.
More and more competitors have adopted the illegal business model of misclassification, where they mislabel their actual workers as independent contractors. They avoid paying taxes, Social Security, workman's comp, and unemployment benefits, a responsibility that honest employers like us take on every day.
This package of bills would also reinstate prevailing wage laws. Republicans repealed Wisconsin's in 2015. All 60 Democrats in the state assembly and state senate have signed on to these bills. However, because they don't have the majority, they're unlikely to go anywhere without Republican support. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
You can read more about the package of bills on our website or by visiting the Wisconsin State Legislature website. It'll be sunny and warm for the next several days in the Cooley region. Today, the high will be right around 85 degrees for most of the area. Tomorrow, highs will be in the upper 80s with heat indexes pushing to 90 degrees. On Sunday, it'll be the hottest day that we'll see during this spell. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Heat indexes could reach the mid-90s. On Monday, temperatures will come back down to the mid-80s. By Tuesday, we could see a return of storm and rain chances. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Badgers try to regroup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. After losing to Alabama, the Wisconsin Badgers hope to bounce back when they host the 3-0 Maryland Terrapins this Saturday. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on trying to turn around the program in the NIL portal transfer era.
Whether you're playing with three redshirt freshman offensive linemen or, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, their first time playing together with us, we have to make sure that we aren't just focused on the destination. Saturday will take care of itself.
NFL, the Packers have their first road game this week. Safety Xavier McKinney says they can't overlook the 0-2 Browns this Sunday in Cleveland.
I still think they got a good team. I think if you look at their roster of who they have on their team or what they can do, they got a lot of talent. It can turn around quickly for them.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Angels tonight in game two of that series in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. Last night, Freddy Peralta pitched six innings, allowed just one run, two hits, 10 strikeouts on the way to a 9-2 victory for the Crew. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A true Hollywood icon has passed away. Robert Redford died September 16th at his home in Sundance, Utah. Redford was born in Santa Monica, California in 1936. Prior to his acting career, he played college baseball, worked in oil fields in California, and studied painting in Europe. He got his first television role on Alfred Hitchcock Presents, then landed a role on Broadway in Neil Simon's The Way We Were. He would later play opposite Barbara Streisand in the movie version as well. He followed that up with his breakout role in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid opposite Paul Newman. Redford was an accomplished director and producer in addition to his acting talents. His credits included All the President's Men, The Sting, Sneakers, and The Natural. Redford won a slew of awards in his career, including an Oscar for Best Director for the film Ordinary People and an honorary Oscar in 2002 for directing, acting, producing, and founding the Sundance Institute. He was also presented with the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Barack Obama. Robert Redford was 89 years old. Feel like spending Christmas in Las Vegas? I'm sure the town would love to bring tourism back, and hopefully Mariah Carey's new residency will help. Mariah Carey's Christmas time in Las Vegas will kick off November 28th at Dolby Live at the Park MGM. Carey will perform 10 shows that will conclude on December 13th. Do you think she'll sing All I Want for Christmas? If you're looking for a road trip, tickets go on sale September 20th. Sydney Sweeney continues to diversify her resume with her latest role being a maid. The Housemaid stars Sweeney alongside Amanda Seyfried in this dark psychological thriller. The story follows Sweeney's character, who is fresh out of prison and who is hired by Seyfried's character and her handsome husband, and becomes close to the attractive couple. Pretty sure this isn't an adult film, but who knows? The Housemaid will drop in theaters December 19th. Nick Cannon recently appeared on the Breakfast Club podcast and discussed why he had 12 children with six different women. Three of those kids are from his marriage to Mariah Carey. The host of The Masked Singer says, believe it or not, he is engaged with all of his kids every day, even though some of them live in different cities. He also said that every child was made out of love. Well, yeah. The Drumline actor said it wasn't like he intended to have 12 children, but he admitted at times he really didn't think about it. In a related story, actor Nick Cannon recently launched a podcast where he dispenses relationship advice. According to Cannon, the Wondery podcast will be recorded in front of a live audience and have many different guests, including celebrities. Cannon did not specify how many of those guests he was hoping to have children with. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We do have a chance of scattered showers or a thunderstorm today, otherwise partly cloudy with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms possible with a low dropping to around 63. Tomorrow, more scattered thunderstorms with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.